Right, the Community Shield has been played. It's the forerunner to the Premier League, and Arsenal have won 4-1 on penalties against Chelsea, who actually had a man sent off, a man who was sent off every second game in his career. Phil Moss joins us. G'day, Mossy. How was your temper?
Yeah. Let's say I was cool, calm and collected off the pitch. A little bit angry on it.
So a bit white line feverish on the pitch?
A little bit. But I was a defender, so you're allowed to be.
Yeah. Elbows.
Yeah. Nice. So that was so long ago, I can't even remember lacing on the boots. But good morning, guys.
Arsenal-Chelsea.
Yes, and the beauty of this game is, and this is no disrespect to the Community Shield, but it means there are five sleeps to go until the EPL kicks off. And but you know, Arsenal have started the season the way they left last season off, really. They won the FA Cup. They've now won the Community Shield. And to beat Chelsea, even though it's still classed as pre-season, that's a huge shot of confidence in the arm of those Arsenal players to beat the reigning EPL champions. So a real confidence booster for Arsene Wenger and his men going into this season.
It was shots on goal, wasn't it? There was just they were shooting from literally everywhere, and goalkeepers did some good work. Petr Cech at one end, but you look at the other end when the penalty shootout comes, and he puts it the Chelsea keeper puts it 43 rows back.
Yeah, that's right. Courtois stepped up for the second penalty, and he and Alvaro Morata both missed, allowing Arsenal to step up and win the game with Oxlade-Chamberlain and Giroud nailing the all-important penalties. But, yeah, look, it was one of those games. It had a good feel to it. And, you know, you always want action down both ends, and both teams had a go. And, you know, you're never going to get 100% intensity in these games. The crowd makes a difference. The fact it's only a week out from the EPL kicking off makes a difference. But it is still, you're not playing for competition points. So credit to both sets of players. The 15th time Arsenal have won this, the Community Shield as well.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? I love the penalty shootout.
Just yeah, there's a lot of
pressure. You guys must take a little bit about this as well, because you only played them a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
Take credit for it, mate.
You've got to have one hand on the cup. Absolutely.
Well, I have to say, when young Reece Nelson came on, he played number 61 against us a few weeks ago. He was a boy down the right-hand side who was lightning.
Yes.
He only came on the 87th minute, but when you see a kid like that, 17 years of age, come on in a game like that in front of a crowd like that at Wembley, when you've just seen him live up close and personal.
Yeah.
It was a thrill to see those players having played against them.
Socceroos, mate, there are a couple of boys in action over the weekend.
Yeah, they were in the championship, the English championship. The EFL kicked off, and Jackson Irvine, Masluongo, Bailey Wright all played 90 minutes. Had mixed results, but at Aston Villa, no Jedinak, as we spoke about on Friday. He was up in the stands with his groin injury, still a couple of weeks away. John Terry made his debut, had to settle for a 1-1 draw against Hull. Luongo was on the right side of the scoreboard, a 2-0 win for QPR over Reading. And Jackson Irvine, his Burton Albion lost 1-0 to Cardiff City at home. And Tommy Rogic up in Scotland was a 75th minute sub for Celtic, as they put Hearts to the Sword 4-1. You like that one, TK? Hearts to the Sword.
Hearts to the Sword. I do like that. Tommy, we just hope he keeps going well, mate. The Matildas, we chatted about them a little bit earlier on. 6-1.
Yeah, what an outstanding story.
Brazil.
Yeah, amazing. Well, I mean, we were watching it.
Although we think Brazil, but women's football isn't as big in Brazil.
Well,
we're rated above them already.
Yeah, just. By one place, by one I think. Place. I think
well,
we're seven there, eight.
Right. That's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. They, you know, they've got the most famous women's player of all in Marta, who should be out here for these two games in September against the Matildas. But to beat the USA and Japan, the two World Cup finalists in the last World Cup, and then Brazil by a scoreline of 6-1. I mean, they're three absolute powerhouses. And Alan Stajic and his players have really put the Matildas on the map. Let's not forget, they won the last Asian Cup. They were quarter finalists at the last Olympics. Lisa Devana, who's been an absolute stalwart of the Matildas, a fantastic servant to our game. She scored two, as we're seeing now, on Sky Racing 1.
And it just looked like they were unselfish as well. Like, yeah, there was, you know, you're in there for a chance to maybe shoot for a goal, and they just, you know, lobbed it off. There was a last pass and someone else was there.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there was a concerted effort to get Lisa Devana her two goals, because that took her to the all-time leading Matildas goal scorer, which took her past Katie Gill, who was on 41 goals. Devana now sits on 42. But you can see the way they play, the way they are on and off the field, you can see the culture is spot on. Mm-hmm. They play for each other. There's a wonderful team spirit about the Matildas, and they're really helping take women's football in this country to a whole new level.
Mm. It is good, isn't it?
They're not. How many full-time players in that team?
Oh, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, TK, but I know you've got the likes of Sam Kerr, who's in the USA Professional League. You've got Emily Van Egmond, who's playing in Germany, and there's a few others around the trap. So you would say at least half of them are on full-time contracts, and those contracts are going up and up in Australia as well with their W League teams and the
they'd be
the
wishing
Matilda
they were
contracts.
Cricketers at the moment.
that's right.
They'd be looking at that cricket deal and they'd be wanting the same, although the FFA's got a whole heap of issues it's got to deal with, but we might get into that on Tuesday and Wednesday. Some challenges coming up in your code.
Absolutely.
As always. That's him. Phil Moss, the legend.
Good on you guys.